EU agriculture ministers are set to discuss the horse meat scandal, which has now affected up to 16 countries. EU Health Commissioner Tonio Borg is hosting talks in Brussels. It follows the shock discovery last week of meat sold in Europe, labelled as beef, actually containing horse meat. Meantime, Romanian food safety officials say the country produced over 6,000 tons of horse, mule and donkey meat last year, and it was correctly labelled when exported to other European countries. This is part of the growing scandal over horse meat, mislabels as beef in frozen food, which has found its way into a number of European markets. The National Authority for Vets and Food Safety says 97% of the meat slaughtered and processed at authorised plants was sold to European countries. However, Ulian Kazakut is one of many slaughterhouse managers who defends his plant.
We have always watched closely the way we work here, and we can guarantee 100% that all the products Dolicom puts on the market are certified from a quality and origin point of view, 100%.
A complex network of meat wholesalers is also reportedly making it difficult to trace the origins of the horse meat, which was found in a number of products supposed to contain beef. The French government says Romanian butchers, Dutch and Cypriot traders were part of a supply chain responsible for mislabeling horse meat as beef. Early this week, British supermarket chain Tesco said tests showed some samples of its frozen spaghetti bolognese meals containing more than 60% horse meat. Meanwhile, one former food safety official in Britain also says contamination could be affecting lamb products. He says retailers should start testing products ranging from lamb ready meals to doner kebabs for horse meat DNA.